Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Warfare. That's why I'm letting you all know that you are once again tuned in to are you, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. So I pray and hope that all of you that have dialed in on tonight, those of you that may be listening in through social media platforms around the world, those of you that may even be incarcerated behind prison bars, if you have access to a Bible, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, so that you will be able to follow along with Pastor Norman King as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. We get ready to go into prayer as we always do. We always open up with prayer. We are asking everyone to please keep all those that you may know of that may be sick and afflicted, whether it's in their mind, spirits, mind, souls, or bodies, or what, however they may be sick or afflicted. All those that you know of that may be bereaved on tonight, we want to touch and agree that God will move by his spirit and in each one of their situations, that even through it all, that he would still get the glory, even on tonight. We want to thank God for allowing our sister in Christ, Terry Adults, to make it home from the hospital. We thank God for her. We thank God that she's on the line on tonight. We want to continue to lift up her in prayer as well. We want to also continue to lift up our sister Betty Cox, the wife of the late Deacon Marvin Cox, who was a regular on this worldwide platform delivering God's word and inspiration and sharing inspirational poems. As you all know, that he made his heavenly transition earlier this year. But his wife is still in the St. John Hospital. She had a fall. You know, she had a stroke first, but then recently she had a fall. But she's in St. John's Hospital right now. So we want to keep her in prayer as well. And all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, we want to pray for them and keep them in prayer on tonight as we go to God in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again on tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We know that through it all and in every situation, you're still worthy of our praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We thank you that you are the great I am. You are the Most High God. For this we give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, from the oldest to the youngest, on each side of my family, even my in-laws. I lift up my cousin, Pastor Norman King, and his entire family. All those that are saved in the name of Jesus that are being faithful doers of your word all over the land, forgive us all of all of our sins and our transgressions on tonight, Heavenly Father, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us, even though we don't deserve it. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works, and we know that it will never lose its power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now listen to all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Continue to touch, heal, and strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you would let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even as they grieve and go through their hour of bereavement on tonight. Help them to remember that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your spirit on tonight over the airways, that as your word is ready to go forth through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, that you would use him for your glory, that your word will go forth with power on tonight, that souls will be saved, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and all those that are not saved in Jesus' name but hear your word, they will open their mouth and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, that you will get the glory, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for every listener that faithfully dials in and those that listen in through social media platforms. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit, continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts, that will give you glory, honor, and praise, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as we know that we as Christians, and especially those of you, of not only you, but me as included, all of us that have men and women of God that God has anointed as our pastors and our under-shepherds that feed us the word of God, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. If whether you know them or not, as long as we know that they have been called and anointed and appointed by God to teach and preach his word to his people, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. They need our prayers, that the members in each congregation would follow the vision of the man or woman of God that God has placed over them in the ministry where he has placed them and placed us, that we would follow the vision that God has given to his people that have rule over us as delivering his word, that God would get the glory through each one of us on tonight. And then we were going to continue to move forward and continue to keep them lifted up in prayer, because we do know that the fervent prayers of the righteous still avail as much. Tonight's scripture proof of thought comes to us saying, never forget God's promise. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Again, on tonight's scripture proof of thought, never forget God's promise. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights of any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. On tonight, we have, again, Pastor Norman King is getting ready to come forth. He's going to deliver God's word, but I'm going to leave this up to his discretion. I'm sure he's most likely going to play his. He has a song that he's going to play for us. And the song is titled God's Grace by Trinity 5-7. So I'm sure he's probably going to play that song first, and then he's going to go directly into God's word. So I pray and hope that each one of you that are listening in on tonight, again, whether you dialed in on tonight, whether you're listening in through social media platforms around the world, or even if you're incarcerated behind prison bars on tonight, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along with Pastor Norman King on tonight and be blessed by this word on tonight. That being said, we are yielding the mic to you, Pastor Norman King. I now turn the mic over to you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. And God bless everyone under the sound of my voice. For we give all glory to God. To God be the glory. And we honor him. And we are so humbly grateful for this opportunity for God to give me the strength and give me the breath and give me the mind and the energy to be able to come before tonight. I love the Lord, and I want to pray the strength of my cousin, Brother James, for he's faithful to his assignment, faithful to his call, and those of you who are faithful in listening and those who may be first time listening tonight, just know that God has a word for you, and he has a word me. And we just give God the glory again. Can't give him enough. Amen. And can't be thankful enough. For
that's right.
God loving us so much. Amen. For God's love, the world he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. That being said, we're going to pray first, and then I'm going to come with this song, and then I will come forth with the word that God has given me on my assignment tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're so humbly grateful, Father, for this time, and we thank you, and we thank you for loving us, even though we are not deserving your love, but we thank you for loving us and giving us, by your grace and your mercy, another opportunity to get it right. Thank you, Father God, for this ministry, this platform you've given us, and those we don't know, but you know, because you know all things, how far it extends itself. But we pray, Father, that we stay humble, that we stay humble. And for the third time, we may stay humble. And John the Baptist said that I may decrease and that you may increase. We give you the glory and honor. Pray for those that are going through bereavement tonight, those who are going through sick and affliction. Father God, you know where they are. And those who stand in need of whatever it is, you know what that is too, Father God. So we just give you the praise tonight. And we just pray that we will be removed and that we allow your Holy Spirit to the complete right away. And control my lips, Father God, that it be you speaking and not me, but just my earthen vessel that you've chosen, Father God, for this a set time and this right here, Father God, that we give you the glory, praise, and honor. And we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. And those are special prayer to my sister, my aunts, plural, and my uncles, plural. And those who I don't know, of course, yeah. I want to say special prayers to the ones I just mentioned, Father God. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Mm-hmm. And I got this song. It's amen. Like a contemporary song, but it's something that the Spirit of God, it just leaped in my spirit today. And the Lord just gave me a message from this song, and I want to go ahead and just listen to the words of the song.
Amen.
It's coming at you.
No, you got me. Plans have changed.
Main plans have changed. You got me or what?
Tommy.
plans to change, man. I turned my life around.
You can't just get out.
Tommy, I'm out, man. Plans have changed.
Yo, B. Yo, B. Yeah, all right.
Amen, amen, and amen. That's a pretty song. The lyrics are so simple to grab a hold to. I remember I got a guy who I call brother, little brother of mine. He's dead and gone now. But I remember when I first played that song to him, it's been about 15 years ago, And it just stopped him in his track. One thing I love about God, amen, he will meet you where you at. Amen. This may not be for this person or that person, whatever, but one thing about God, God ain't like man. God will meet you where you are. And that's what's more important than anything else, you know. He will meet you just where you are. I got a conversation with somebody the other day about they talk about what they like, what they dislike. I said, well, you know, maybe you like a Ford, maybe you like a Chevrolet, maybe like a Dodge, maybe like a Hyundai, whatever it is. But there's something out there that was fitted for you. And that's how God's word is. And it's coming tonight to you, amen, in the same way. It's coming. God's word is here to meet you where you are. Amen. I like that song. And I heard James say a while ago about his word for the night. Is we call it just a spiritual thought, and he mentioned what that Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you, and that was in that song. I said, Lord, look at you, see there how God worked the thing out, man. Here you saying it, and it's in this song, amen. And they even say that the battle is already won, amen. In other words, we're trying to approach it as if he's not come. Come on, y'all. We already look. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So, as I come with the scripture tonight, the scripture is going to be coming from the book of Acts, the ninth chapter, and I get verse 3. The verse 7 is what I put in tonight, but I want to go ahead and read the first verse because it's needful, amen. And verse 1 says, let's see. Verse 1 says, and Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slander against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. This I reference verse 3. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? So he said, who? But he said, Lord, right? Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Verse 6, and he trembling and astonished said, Lord, here you go again. He's still saying, Lord, y'all, that will, what will thou have me to do? And the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And I want to use for a topic tonight. Plans have changed. Amen. Oh, and that song I played, you know, see, I love how God worked with me. I can't speak how he worked for you, but I just love how he worked with me. I'm telling you right now. Okay. And I heard it today, and it's like that baby in his stomach when Mary and Elizabeth joined together, amen, back in the New Testament, that I had that jump in my spirit, amen. Plans have changed. Come on. Now, I'd have heard this song several times, but that today that word said, plans have changed. And here it was a situation where a young man was coming out of the drug world, amen, and the guy was trying to get him to continue to do what he had been doing. But see, I love Cassetha Williams' song with James Cleveland back in the day, and he had a song called Since Jesus Came Into My Life, huh? What? Things I used to do, I don't do no more. Places I used to go, I don't go no more. So this young man told the other guy, said, listen, plans have changed. I know what I used to do. I know what you want me to do. I know what they want me to do. But I'm telling you right now that plans have changed, huh? So to you tonight, amen, God is speaking to you right now, telling you plans have changed. So if anybody approach you, come on, amen, and wants you to do that thing that you used to do, that you know wasn't right, and that they know wasn't right, amen, tell them that plans have changed, amen. And here it was Saul, amen. Saul was attempting to do what? Persecute. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a little history about Saul. Saul, Paul, see, he was converted on the Damascus Road to Paul. Amen. But Saul was not a follower of Jesus and did not know him before the crucifixion. Amen. See, it's important that we know this. I'm not saying it's important if you know it at the moment of accepting Jesus Christ, but somewhere along as you begin to get learned, as they say, you need to know that this man here, amen, he was not a follower of Jesus and did not know him before the crucifixion, amen. And you know, and before his conversion, Paul was known as Saul, amen, and he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, huh, who, listen, who intensely persecuted the followers of Jesus. Are y'all hearing me tonight? He intensely persecuted the followers of Jesus, amen. And so I'm saying tonight, this man, he went all out, amen. But before his change, he went all out. And then when he got knocked off that horse, he went all out. I want to know if I have anybody tonight who's going all out for Jesus, amen. We got to go all out, amen. I know there's a song that says, I need a little bit more Jesus. No, you don't. You need all of Jesus. Come on now. Let me slow down, James. I'm getting all excited already, huh? Give me a little bit more Jesus. I don't need no little bit more Jesus, huh? I need all of Jesus. Oh, come on now. Are you hearing me? So,
I know that.
Listen, Paul. So, in other words, I want to say that God is done spoke to you, amen? He's not speaking. He done spoke to you, amen? All he's doing tonight through me is confirming what he already told you already. Amen. Cause a stir in your spirit. Amen. Are you hearing me? Listen, I got to share this, James. I got to share it. Before I get to the meat of this message, I got to share this, right? I'm a veteran. I was at the VA, you know, on one of my high moments, and I was just trying to – look, I am an encourager. Amen. The Bible tells us we ought to edify, exhort, and comfort. We ought to build up, strengthen, and comfort one another. Amen. So I'm here trying to – build this person up, and he started going off on me, y'all. Hey, going off, terribly, going off, right? But the Lord, in my spirit, the Lord said, no matter what, you continue to encourage him, even down to the point the man called me stupid. He called me stupid. You just stupid. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When he kept calling me stupid, they kind of got to him a little bit, right, you know? But I stood my ground. I said, I don't care what you say to me. I'm going to encourage you today, right? He walked off there and called me stupid, and I started speaking loud. I said, I don't care what you say. I'm going to encourage you today, right? And how about in the midst of us going and handling our business, he come past me before he left and gave me the biggest smile with all 32s and gave me the peace sign. And I said, to God be the glory. Just think about how many times we don't continue just because somebody say something we don't like, just because we get hurt by what somebody say, amen, and we just stop and allow our flesh. Come on now. We got to be strengthened, amen. We got to strengthen, you know, by way of the Holy Spirit. If God done something for you, if God done touched you, if God done unctioned you to do a thing, no matter what you go through, always remember that no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. Amen. This man, Saul, was on a mission, huh? But what he didn't know, but he found out that his plans was changed. Amen. So here he is, gabbling on his way. And what it says, I'm going to read verse 3 again. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. This is King James now, verse 3. And suddenly there shined. You see, not just barely mediocre. It says, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Amen. And what did it do, y'all? And what happens? What happened to him? So there was a light from heaven, amen. In verse 4, it says, and he fell to the earth. In other words, there was a confrontation. He had a confrontation with the Lord, huh? He had a confrontation. Mommy, you say you can run, but you can't hide, huh? Come on, y'all. When you desire the Lord, Sometimes we desire the Lord and we are not even conscious of our desire. Come on. Sometimes we pray things, not even know what we pray. All right now. Amen. But here there was a confrontation with the Lord. He fell to the earth, verse 4, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecuted me? Amen. So there was a confrontation with the Lord and the charge of sin, y'all. In verse 5, and he said, who art thou? Now, he asked him, who art thou? But then he said, Lord. Come on, y'all. Amen. Yes. So the request to know the Lord, amen, amen. And the Lord said, here's the shattering truth, right? The Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. It is hard to kick for thee to kick against the prick. And my footnote says, it is hard to kick against conscience. Come on. Come on now. Come on. Now, I'm just saying tonight, amen, to God be the glory. Ain't God all right? As the old folks say, ain't God all right? Huh? Ain't God all right? Ain't God all right? Yes, so here we see. We see that he received the letters from the high priest. All right? He got his charge orders, right? But what he didn't know on down the road, that God had a way. Come on. He got his charge. He got his charge. Yeah, he got his letters from the high priest to go to the synagogue in Damascus. Amen. We talking about around 150 miles north of Jerusalem. Amen. And to find, all right, see, he had to find Jews who belonged to the way. Amen. See, back then, amen, Jesus was considered the way. We know about John 14, but they was considered the way. Amen. It said the Jews who belonged to the way, that's who he was after. Amen. And to bring them as prisoners to Jerusalem. Amen. The way, I'm saying it again, the way was an early name referring to what? Christianity. Amen. Because what? Jesus was the way. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
The way also represented the new life of believers as they followed the pattern of their Messiah. The same thing today. Jesus told them in John 14, I am the way. What, right? I am the way.
That's true.
Amen?
Yeah.
The truth. All right. So the gospel was expanding outside Judea. Amen. And Saul had become a religious bounty hunter. That's what it was, y'all. He was a religious bounty hunter. But what he didn't know, that things was about to change. I'm speaking to somebody tonight. Amen. Some of you right now just know that something in your life is about to change. Amen. You've been praying to God. You've been praying to God. You've been praying to God. But like the old folks always say, you can be tired. And you come on, Jack, you can be tired. But ain't nothing happen until you get what? Sick and tired. And when you get sick and tired, come on, when you get sick and tired, amen. So here we talking about that Saul, being a bounty hunter, he got his charge letter to go and crucify or go to persecute more of the way, which was Christians, amen? So on his way, I'm reemphasizing, right? On his way to Damascus, Saul had a what? Encounter. Some of you right now, even as I'm speaking right now, you are having an unexpected encounter. You didn't expect this to come forth like this tonight, amen? Or it may happen to you sometime today, amen. But I want you to know that God is, as Donald People says, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Yes,
amen.
He is.
He's an on-time God. So tonight, on the sound of my voice, you know what? And what's important more than anything is that you who know that I'm speaking to you, amen, because you know that right now you was not expecting this to come this way, but this is the way God said it must come tonight, amen. In other words, there's a bright light from heaven that's flashing right now through the word of God by way of the Holy Spirit. And this light that approached Saul on the Damascus Road, it says that it was a light more brilliant than the sun. Imagine that. This day, he riding along, galloping on his way, going to look for the people who was falling away, amen? And this bright light from heaven that was more brilliant than the sun, amen? And then in the midst of all that, a voice of Jesus said, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Amen? So Jesus so identifies with his people. Come on, y'all. Amen. See, we need to know that Jesus identifies with us. Amen. I'm going to say it again. He identifies with his people. Amen. That to persecute them, persecute him. Come on. Come on now. Come on now. See, it's personal with Jesus. Amen. It's personal. That to persecute them, to us, amen, is to persecute him. In other words, to church. That's us. And what is the church? According to 1 Corinthians 12:27, the church is what? The body of Christ. Amen. So anyone, I want you to receive this word tonight. Anyone who attacks God's people, James, you said it tonight, and also in this song, that no weapon to form against us shall prosper. So anyone who attacks God's people is attacking the one who loves him. Come on. Huh?
That's right.
let me drink some water.
the one that he died for. Oh, yeah.
Amen. So Saul got his papers, y'all, his orders. He on his way. Gather on the way. Just gather. I got it. I'm going to take some more out. Amen. Well, he didn't know that his plans was about to change. Amen. I'm going to say it again. So anyone who attacks God's people is attacking the one who loved them, died for them, and united them to himself. Amen. Jesus commanded Saul. He commanded Saul to go to Damascus to learn what he must do. See, God has been speaking to you. You know who you are. He just now spoken to you. I'm going to read verse 6 and 8, right? Verse 6 and 8 says, and he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Some of you have been asking that same question right there for years. Amen. And the Lord said to him, arise and go. God been and told you. We don't need the commercial, just do it to do it. Come on, amen, because God done told you. Amen. Come on, y'all. See, God is the authenticator. He has already authenticated what we must do. In this case, he said, arise and go into the city. And when you go, see, it's about obedience, y'all. And it shall be told thee what thou must do. But you got to get up. You got to get up. Got to get up and go.
That's right.
Amen. So Jesus commanded, it was a commandment, Saul, to go to the message and learn what he must do. Though his companions heard a sound, come on now, that's like, see how God worked then? He works today still. Let me go ahead and start over and finish. Though his companions, those were the ones that arrived with him, talking about Saul, they heard a sound, couldn't see anyone. All right now. So what I'm talking about, the resurrected Lord Jesus was doing what to Saul? Revealing himself to Saul alone. Amen. But the encounter left him blind. Huh? A physical reflection of his spiritual blindness. Amen. I'm saying again, a physical reflection of his spiritual blindness, so that the men had to lead him by hand. Come on. Amen. See, God got somebody in place to do you the very same way. And for 3 days, he couldn't see and refused to eat or drink. Amen. Look at verse 8. And Saul arose, I'm backing up, from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man, but they led him by hand and brought him to what? Damascus. Amen. So what I'm saying here, that he reflected on his what? Supernatural encounter. Amen. The Lord Jesus wasn't happy. Hear me now. Tell the truth, shame the devil. The Lord Jesus wasn't happy with what Saul had been doing to the church.
That's right.
Which is his body. So Saul had good reason to be uneasy. Amen. But before I continue on, I'm going to bring some light to you before I go on, right? See, when you're not in tune with the Holy Spirit, God can do something so miraculous, and then you can miss it. Amen. Let me back up what I'm talking about right now. If you look over to Acts, the same chapter, in the 26th verse, let me read 24 says, but they laying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Watch this. Then the disciples, verse 25, then the disciples took him by night and led him down by the wall in the basket. 26, and when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. You see how you can reject God's work? So God had done all that, as we see in the early chapter, early verse in this chapter, but their disciples was afraid of him because they were going by to Saul, but they didn't realize that their plan had changed. Come on, y'all. Come on now, huh? I sometimes tell people, I said, you look at me as I'm Saul, but I'm like Paul now, amen? I'm not that same person, amen? So here are even the disciples who's supposed to knew. Come on, y'all, amen? See, you can be so caught up in self sometimes, in your flesh, you can miss what God is saying to you at that moment right now. So here it is. They was afraid of the person who God had changed on the Damascus Road, amen? So I'm saying, I want to share that because it's very important that if you didn't know that, you know it tonight, amen, that God did a work, a miraculous work through Saul, and he was changed to Paul, but yet his disciples, they was afraid of him. All right, now, other words, what I'm trying to say tonight is that's why it's so important to have a intimate relationship with the Lord.
There you go.
That way the Holy Spirit will give you discernment, amen, will give you discernment so you'll know. But just remember, my topic tonight is plans have changed. Amen. God has changed Saul's plans, and now he's Paul. He was Saul, but now he's Paul. Amen. God has made a change in your life. God made a change in my life. Amen. So there's some plan. There's some things that, and this applies to whoever it may right now as I'm speaking. Amen. There are some things in your life that's different now, and you try to figure out what it is. What it is, God has changed your plans, because your plans got to be his plans, amen. I'm saying again, your plans must be his plans, amen. So Jesus was taking his action personally. While this all was happening, amen, the Lord spoke. While everything is going on in your life right now, amen, and you may be in the valley of the shadow of death, you feel no evil. Why? Because they are with you, amen. So the Lord has spoke to you already, amen. He spoke to you. He done spoke. He's not speaking. I'm not saying he's not speaking. I'm saying literally, yes, yes, yes. But he done spoke to you, amen. Like in that song, it says the battle is already won, amen. The battle is already won, amen. So just know that the Lord has changed some plans. He changed your plans to be his plans. If you want to get out of your rut, just know that God has changed your plans. Look to the hill with come at thy help, because all that help come from the Lord, amen. And even to the point when God he gave instructions, amen. Let me go ahead and read it, okay? It says now he told him to go see somebody, amen. There's somebody gonna be there waiting on you. Let me get back to my Bible, amen. It says in verse 10, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul. See, imagine, now think about this. Saul had a reputation, right?
Oh, yeah.
So God can speak to you, and even that, and you can know it's God's voice, and still you won't do your way, do your thing, amen? So here was Ananias. He was probably thinking, listen, he's probably thinking, you want me to go talk to the man who's in town to arrest believers like me?
Mm.
But even when it looks like obedience can result, now listen, this is a good point, y'all. Even when it looks like obedience could result in trouble, God calls us to trust and obey. Even when it looked like it ain't right, but if God then said it, We got to trust and obey him. Because you know why? Because God is usually up to something much bigger than we realize. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Right.
I'm going to say it again. Why we got to trust and obey God even though we don't look right? Because God is usually up to something much bigger than we realize. Amen. And the Lord revealed to Ananias. He revealed to Ananias. What did he reveal? He revealed to Ananias that Saul was his chosen instrument. Come on, amen. And it's something God can speak and give you a direct word, but because you got up in yourself, you want to not hear what he's saying, man. The Lord revealed, he revealed to Ananias that Saul was his chosen instrument to speak about him to Gentiles, kings, and Israelites. Amen. And I just want to say tonight, I pray and hope that someone got something from this word. Amen. And I just pray you got. I pray that you have received this word. I'm done. The Holy Spirit has just said, that's it for me tonight. So I pass this back on to Cousin James. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Thank you so much, Pastor Norman King, for that word on tonight. I like how you broke that down. You made it plain. The word of God says, out of all thy getting, get understanding. So I like how you broke that down regarding the disciples and how they was really followers of Jesus Christ, but they didn't see the change in Saul, and what we saw was changed to Paul. If they had been really in tune with Jesus, they would have known that Jesus had did something through Saul and had changed him, and now he's no longer persecuting and killing Christians. Now he's going to be a disciple. He's going to be out going out preaching and teaching God's word, draw people to Jesus Christ so they can be saved in Jesus' name. So the disciples, they missed it, and they should have caught that he had been changed by God to be used for God's glory. So that lets us know that sometimes we too, when we are in the body of Christ, if we're not totally tuned into what God is doing through the Holy Spirit, through other people, we can miss it. Because God uses each one of us in different ways at different times for different reasons. So we got to learn how, like you said, and it's the truth, we have to know how to be discerners. God, that's a gift from God to be have a discerning spirit. So when the Lord is speaking and using somebody, we would know that if this is of God or if it's of that person doing their own thing or is it directly God using them. So we have to know the difference as Christians. So we thank God for this one tonight. Plans have changed. Yes, he had one. When he was Saul, he had a different agenda. But God turned that thing around, and now look what God did for him. He's turned around, and now he's drawing people to Jesus Christ, speaking of the goodness of Jesus Christ, letting people know who Jesus is so that they can have a chance to be saved in Jesus' name. Plans have changed, and that word still applies today to you and I, you my sister, you my brother. So we thank you, Pastor Norman King, for that word on tonight. What I'm going to do right now is open up the phone lines for those that have dialed in. I want to let you know that Sister Gwen Walker, one of our faithful listeners, she's not on the line tonight, but she wanted me to let you know, Pastor King, that you are in her thoughts and prayers, and that she's praying for you. So she's not on the line tonight, but I know that in her leisure time, she's going to go back. She's going to pull up tonight's program, and she's going to listen to what God has gave you to give to us on tonight, and she's going to be blessed and encouraged by it as well. But right now, the phone lines are open for anyone that has dialed in on tonight. If you was blessed or encouraged by tonight, you can please let Pastor King know, or you want to give him words of encouragement, you can do so now. The phone lines are open. Anyone.
Surprise. I told your grandma I brought her a surprise.
You did.
So the Lord,
they want to come in here and speak to you. Just been sharing and cooking outside.
I think that's Aunt Essie. I'm gonna put them on. I think that's Aunt Essie now. And she has some guests. I think that they don't realize that they're on the air. Aunt Essie, if you're on the air, Aunt Essie.
What's going on, y'all?
Aunt Essie, too.
Yeah,
Marianne. Marianne.
Hello.
Hey, Marianne, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, Aunt Effie.
Hey, baby.
Aunt Effie. Hey, Aunt Effie.
Yes, baby.
How you doing tonight? Did you enjoy the word?
I'm here, baby. Keep praying for me.
All right, did you enjoy the message on tonight?
Oh, yes, I did, babe. I enjoyed it. Yes,
right,
yes, yes. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. We definitely pray for you. We pray for you too, Mary Ann. Mary Ann, did you want to say anything?
All right.
We have you on board. Mary Ann? Well, praise the Lord. The phone lines are still open for anyone else that have dialed in. If you have a question for Pastor Norman King, or if you just want to give him words of encouragement on tonight, the phone lines are still open for anyone else.
Well, glory be to God. I am excited. The word will bless me on tonight. An unexpected encounter. I just recently had an unexpected encounter with God, and everything that Pastor King was saying, God had changed my plans, and I'm like, okay, what else did he say? God calls us to trust and believe him. So I was taking notes as I was listening, and I'm like, okay, I said, this is everything. This is nothing more. I'm telling you, this is the third encounter that I have had on this line.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It has really blessed me because I just recently had an encounter with a stroke.
Oh.
And you know, both of you all know that a person that has a stroke cannot talk this clear. I can do things, you know, to a certain degree. I can do things. But it's like the sermon title, I'm sitting here listening, I'm writing, I'm like eating and writing, and I'm like writing, and I had to put my food down to write.
Praise God.
But I want to say to you, Pastor Norman King, let me say to you.
Thank you, Lord.
And this is for you too, Brother Brown. They say favor ain't fair, elevation ain't fair.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, I just want to say that word to you
Thank
all.
You, Lord.
Because
Thank
some
you,
people
Lord.
Thought y'all were on ground level. And see, you know, pigeons and pigs can't see that the ground.
My God.
Okay, so I want you all both to know that eagles, they said favor ain't fair, but elevation ain't fair either.
Hey,
so get ready
Thank
for
you,
the elevator to go up as high as
Thank
God
you,
wants
Lord.
It to go.
Thank
so whatever
God.
Y'all doing, continue to
yes,
do it.
Lord.
Continue to
Thank
walk.
You,
continue to tune out
Thank
distractions.
You,
continue to do whatever he
Thank
says.
You,
continue
Thank
to
you,
expect
Lord.
The unexpected.
Praise
so y'all
God.
Encounter is going to be an unexpected encounter. So I just
Thank
want
you,
even though you all have encouraged me, I want to pour it back into you all. God bless you both.
All right.
I love
God
you both.
You. Amen.
Amen.
Love you too. Love you too.
Amen.
Love you too. Thank you.
Ooh.
Man.
That's just a terrible talk.
I tell you.
Faithful church members, where I attend, where me and Danetta and Roger attend church. That's one of our faithful church members, Terrible Doss. But Sister Doss, we want to send those words of encouragement back to you because you are, and that's why the enemy is trying to attack you in the different ways that he's trying to attack you because he knows God have a special assignment on your life. And you're trying to fulfill
Praise
it for God's glory. And he's trying to not block you or he's trying to stop you. He's trying to take you out. But we know that's what the spiritual proof of God just said. No weapon formed against us. He didn't say it won't form, but he said no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. Again, he didn't
Amen.
Say it wasn't going to form. They might form, but they ain't going to prosper. So we just thank
Amen.
God for being a promised people. So that word that
Amen.
We read on today, Mr. Chairman, though.
The King, I'm going to say one more thing. I don't know. He done got me hyped now. You know what? God has given me my assignment. I'm telling you what.
Praise God. Praise God.
He
Praise
showed
God.
Me being in a pulpit. He showed me being
Praise
there
God.
In a pulpit. And I
Praise
asked him, I said, God, why do you have me in a pulpit? He said, what else? Where else would I put you? A lot of people
Amen.
Think you don't belong there, but watch me place you there.
To God be glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So,
but you know what? I'm like,
Hallelujah.
Listen, Pastor King, Pastor King, I want you to know that
yes.
she have written for the last three times we've been on the air with Pastor May, and then we're opening the session on Thursday night, how she let
and
us know
Chapman.
That.
Don't forget
world,
Chapman.
Oh, yeah, Pastor Frederick Chapman, how all those men of God have came forth and shared the word of God, and God was speaking directly to her through those messages, even on tonight. So that's, God's word is always going to be, he said, you know, his word is never going to go out void. She's going to accomplish everything that he set out for it to do. So he already knows who's going to be listening and what we stand in need of. So you stay encouraged, Sister Cheryl, and you just keep us in prayer as we are always praying for you. And that goes for you, too, as you took Mary Ann King. We are praying for our Uncle Jeff in Merriam, Alabama. We're praying for our Aunt Lily Mae King, Uncle Malachi. God knows their situations. We're praying for all those that have bereaved on tonight. And whether we know those that are sick and afflicted, whether we know them by name or not, we want to continue to keep Deacon Marvin Cox, wife Betty Cox. She suffered a stroke, but she was home a few weeks ago, and then she fell, had a bad fall. So she is still currently in the hospital now. We want to keep his wife, even though he made his heavenly transition, but we want to keep his wife, Betty Cox, in our prayers that God is going to heal her, because he's not through with her yet either. He has yet more work for her to do, too. But we want to keep all those that are sick and afflicted in prayer, those that are bereaved all over the land, we want to keep them lifted up in prayer. Pastor Norman King, I'm going to ask you, if you would please do us and pray us out on tonight. I normally pray us out, but we are so high in the spirit on tonight. I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, if you would pray us out tonight, please.
Okay. Now, before I pray, I want to let the sister know that the words that she gave me, I know they from heaven, because it every time she speaks, it confirms something that I'm experiencing and may be going through. I told you this before on the air too. I have told you this before, and you know, and I think about these words. I take it to my heart that you say, you know, because I know with godly patience. I'm gonna leave it right there. But I receive it every time you speak that word, that prophetic word. I receive it now. I want you to know that. So God bless you.
Glory be to God.
Amen. Yeah, God, we come to you as humble. We know how we are so grateful and we are thankful, and we know that everything tonight is by your design. Nothing happened in coincidence with you. It's already been pre-planned, amen, and we just pray, and we say thank you, Lord, and again, we pray for this, pray for Brother James as he continue faithful, being faithful to his assignment, and because of that, Father God, all of us have been blessed collectively, Father God, because of that, and we thank you, Father, for your word that has gone out and about wherever it may go tonight. You know who is touched tonight, and we just stay humble, and we say thank you, and we love you. And we love you, and we love, and we just love you, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you
so much, Pastor King. Thank you so much for closing us out in prayer. But we want to keep our men of God, our women of God that God has anointed and appointed that are over his people, teaching and preaching God's word as the leaders of God's people. We want to keep them lifted up in prayer. We want to keep our men and women of God in prayer that's going to be teaching and preaching God's word on tomorrow all over the land, that God's word will go forth with power, that souls will be saved, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened through God's word on tomorrow as it goes forth, that God, through it all, will get the glory, is our prayer in advance. In the name of Jesus, we want to say a special prayer for the men of peace and goodwill. Baptist Church on tomorrow, we are celebrating Men's Day at Peace and Goodwill on tomorrow, so we know that the Holy Spirit is going to meet us there, and we just know that we can just let go and let God have his way on tomorrow, that God will be glorified through the men and through his word at Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. And again, not only at Peace and Goodwill, but whatever God's word is going forth on tomorrow, that God is going to be glorified. In the name of Jesus, we trust him in the wind that it is so, in Jesus' name. That being said, we know that God loves us. We love God. We thank God for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. So that being said, I'm not going to do a closing song. We're just going to leave it right there. We're going to stick a pin right there until we meet again on next Thursday night. We ask each other, one another, to keep each other lifted up in prayer. Know that I love you, but guess what? Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.